Montana lawmakers are reconsidering how cannabis revenue is distributed for a conservation program in the state. A bill in Helena could deprive the Habitat Montana program of more than $30 million in projected cannabis tax revenue. The 2020 initiative legalizing cannabis for recreational use set aside tax revenue for conservation on state public lands through programs such as Habitat Montana, which opens up access to public lands. Kathy Hadley is a hunter and board member of the Montana Wildlife Federation.
That ballot initiative was passed by the voters, and it seems like the legislators who are sponsoring this bill are ignoring the will of the voters.
Lawmakers sponsoring the bill are following Governor Greg Gianforte's lead. He wants cannabis revenue to be used to serve veterans, strengthen treatment services, and boost law enforcement. A hearing for the bill is scheduled for Thursday at 3 p.m. The head of the Montana Wildlife Federation, Frank Selassie, says the state is working with a historic $2 billion surplus.
With the big surplus that the governor and the legislature are dealing with, we can support veterans and rural landowners and timber companies without raiding Habitat Montana.
Selassie adds that the state recently used Habitat Montana funds to improve public access to nearly 100,000 acres in the Big Snowy Mountains. Hadley says the program has become more important than ever as more people come to Montana and the value of land goes up. She says that's putting more pressure on public and private lands.
If we have Habitat Montana, that helps alleviate some of the pressure by providing more access to public lands and more opportunities for hunting on private lands, at the same time helping agricultural producers stay on their lands.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.